Good morning, Mike Broomhead. I guess you have Steve and Rich on today,
yeah,
right?
It is. We finally got our day straight. It was our fault, and yes. So Steve and Rich will join me today at 10:35.
So what specifically are you going to be addressing? I know it's probably a variety of topics.
Yeah, a variety of things.
Is it the independent situation when it comes to primaries?
Yeah, that's going to be a part of it. Ask him, independent voters, you know, if they're going to get an early ballot, they have to declare which party they want. When do they have to do that? If you're someone a party non-declared, we're going to talk about election workers and are they meeting their recruiting goals, those kinds of things.
Yeah, because independence is our largest voting block right now in
the county.
And there's a lot of confusion about where they have input and where they don't.
Absolutely right. It's different than the presidential preference, but they have, if they're doing early voting, they have to request an early ballot from one of the, you know what I mean? They have to get that early ballot in the primary. So that's the big deal. So,
all right. Well, happy Friday.
You too. Same to you, Jamie. And I'll tell you another thing I'm happy about, everyone, is it's May 3rd and it's a Friday, which means we don't have to hear the May the 4th be with you jokes tomorrow all day. I'm happy about that. Thanks for being here. We are going to start off with protesters. ASU student press conference yesterday. ASU, they have regathered at what they're calling the liberated zone. And so there's a dichotomy happening here. We know that there have been protests that have not, this idea that these are peaceful protests is a joke in most places or in some of these places. Columbia was not peaceful. ASU was in a place where they were trespassing. The vast majority of people that were arrested trespassing had no connection to Arizona State University. There's not another situation where that's acceptable behavior. But you call it a protest, and all of a sudden you can come out to a campus, you can rally around a bunch of students that are angry, you can cause a scene. And the difference is ASU stopped this before it became UCLA. If you did not see, and I encourage everyone to watch this, go and look at what UCLA protesters did. The city, the little tent city that they built, how they fortified it using pallets and pieces of plywood, how they made plywood shields and garbage can shields and the things that they tried to do. So the idea that if you don't catch it early, it's not going to get worse is just a false narrative. Yesterday, ASU students had a press conference. Here's just a little bit of what they said.
We, the students of Arizona State University, have had our voices silenced and our disagreement with President Crow's administration violently oppressed. We will be silent no longer.
First of all, you aren't speaking on behalf of all ASU students. ASU is one of the largest in enrollment in the entire nation when it comes to you. Certainly do not speak for all ASU students, number one. Number two, there was nothing violent about what happened to you. The police behaved appropriately. The police used the exact amount of force that was necessary to arrest people. And the vast majority of people that were arrested were not members of Arizona State University in any capacity. In any capacity. So I want you to hear where the dichotomy of this falls and why I don't take a lot of this seriously. I'm going to set the scene for you. What students have been doing on campuses, and I'm going to change this around in a moment. What they're doing on campuses, UCLA, not allowing students to go to class or enter buildings unless you're wearing the right thing, unless you are wearing something that is against Jewish students, that is against Israel, that is all these things. I want you to think about something. What would happen? They're wearing the garb that you see Hamas wearing, the headdresses that they're, the headscarves that they're wearing that cover their faces. There's one guy with Hamas headband. I want to know, honestly, I mean this sincerely. What if these were Nazis? What if these were neo-Nazis on a campus with swastika armbands? Would that be an acceptable form of protest, or is that hate? We've shown in the last few years when protests happen, when white supremacists show up in Klan hoods or they show up in Nazi uniforms with swastika armbands, because you know when it comes to the Klan, the Klan is not just an organization that is anti-black. They are anti anything that is not white Christian. They hate Jews. They hate people that are Hispanic. They hate anybody that's not white and Christian. And so if they show up at ASU, what if the Klan or the neo-Nazis show up? If the neo-Nazis show up at ASU today or UCLA and they show up in their garb that they wear, and they have a swastika armband on their uniforms, They're wearing the uniform of a Nazi soldier or the SS. They've got the jack boots on. Is that going to be an acceptable form of protest? If the Klan marches, now, and I mean this seriously, when I was a very, very young boy, I remember the Klan marching. Now, I don't want to give a bad picture of where I grew up, because even at that time, and this was in the late 70s, 99% of people mocked them. They thought it was the most ridiculous thing they had ever seen, because times had changed so dramatically. But they were still getting permits, they were still marching, and they were still holding rallies on the steps of the courthouse. And people at the time then said, First Amendment right to protest, they have a right to do this, which I agree with, they do. But nobody paid attention to them, and most of them told them to go home. What an embarrassment they were. But in today's society, because I've seen them march, if the Klan decides to get in on this, if the Klan says it's time for us to rally with our brothers and sisters that are against the Jewish people, let's go. What if the neo-Nazis show up today at ASU? How are you going to feel about those protests? Everyone out there that is saying it's a peaceful protest, if they stand there and they hold signs, if they do the exact same thing the others are doing, that are waving the Palestinian flag, are you okay with it? It's one of those questions that is a really good question about how things are covered and how people see them. Because I can tell you this, I would bet you that the neo-Nazis and the Klan think this is hilarious. That liberal students that hate them as much as they hate them are now in agreement with them on something that's absurd. So at UCLA, these students are not allowing you to pass. You're not allowed to go to class. They're not allowing you to pass them. So it's peaceful, except they stand in your way. And if you touch them to move them out of your way, you're the one that committed an act of violence. You pay your tuition. You're going to school. You've got things to do. They're not allowing you to get to where you need to go. But you're the one that's committing the offense. If they stand and block your way and you try to walk around them and they step in front of you again, which is exactly what is happening with what you're about to hear. So a black student on campus is pushing his daughter in a stroller, and I think his wife is with him, and these white students are not allowing him to pass. So that's what's happening. Listen to this.
You said you had a problem, you're right.
You do,
bro. I'm an African American. You are a white man telling me to leave a part of the campus. Do you want me to go to Jasmine Rush and show her a photo of you, the dean of students, and let her know that you was harassing me?
Am I harassing?
Yeah, you are. You're asking me to leave a public place. You're asking, you as a white man are asking an African American student to leave a public area at UCLA campus. That's called racial discrimination, and that's a violation of the Civil Rights Act. So do you want to get out of my face now?
That's how it starts. So now another student steps up. Now there's two of them standing there.
I mean, I think your presence
on purpose.
What's that?
You're being an agitator.
I mean, an agitator. So you think the First Amendment is agitation?
No one. See, you're drawing lines that aren't.
Okay, because I'm practicing the First Amendment right.
And you're allowed to do that.
Right. So I'm recording over here. This guy's recording me. You're not talking to him. Look, he's recording me. You're not talking to him. We got people over here. You know what I'm saying? I don't see you talking to them.
We haven't had any complaints right, about so them
you're,
being agitated.
Right. Well, you're just bothering me, bro.
We haven't had any complaints about them being agitated.
I don't know
if we get a complaint.
What's an agitator's
plan? I don't have to tell you that.
Right. Exactly. You can't even explain yourself, bro. So he's blocking. They're blocking his path. And this guy keeps his cool. He says, you're not going to let me get past. You're just not letting me get past. You didn't push his way past. Every time he takes a step to the left, one of these punks steps in front of him. Then he takes a step to the right. Then the guy steps in front of him. Now, who's to blame here? If a confrontation happens, who's to blame? If a physical confrontation, who is to blame? The guy that says, get out of my way, and pushes past. But he's having a conversation. They're saying, we're thinking you're just doing this on purpose. They're doing it on purpose. They're standing in the middle of the sidewalk, and they're not allowing people to get to class or get to study, get to the library, wherever they need to go. It's not done. One more.
You're two white men
blocking an African American student from walking around on the
campus.
You're
allowed to go wherever you want.
Where am I? I'm allowed to go where I want. You seem to be blocking my daughter's stroller from going forward. You just spilled my drink, and you're blocking my child's stroller from moving forward. That's a little weird, bro. You're acting a little weird, bro.
I think right now you're acting a little weird.
You're gonna have to get out of my face, bro. Sorry. So they're blocking the stroller, and then one of them says, you can go anywhere you want. Who is he to say where anybody can go or what anyone can do? So this is what everybody's facing. This isn't a peaceful protest where people are standing with signs as people walk by, making their voices heard. These are people that are blocking off buildings and blocking off pathways where people need to go to get to class. There's no way that's considered a peaceful protest. That may not be what's happening at ASU right now, but they were in an area that was trespassing. They were warned and they were told anybody that doesn't leave will be arrested. And then they were arrested with as much force that was necessary, which was none. They walked up. They handcuffed people and they took them away for trespassing. The idea that somehow you're silencing voices is absurd. And this is the fight that continues and continues and continues. They are doing things to antagonize and they're hoping to get a confrontation and then they play the victim. And I'll go back and finish with my original question. If they were dressed in Klan hoods, if they were dressed as neo-Nazis, how much sympathy would they be getting? But as long as they're wearing the headscarves of someone that looks like they're with Hamas or flying the Palestinian flag, they get a pass as peaceful protesters. They can knock down doors. They can barricade inside of buildings. And the police and the college administration is to blame. If they were dressed as Nazis, if they were dressed as the Klan, the entire nation would want them arrested and thrown in prison. This is an absurd embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. In a moment, we're going to talk economy. U.S. hiring misses the mark last month. We'll talk about why this matters coming up here in just a moment.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, happy Friday. Thanks for being here. U.S. hiring slowed to 175,000 jobs in the month of April, not meeting expectations. Gains were expected to exceed 300,000. They only reached 175,000. Unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9% from March at 3.8%. Still very low unemployment. That's very good news. But the other part of this that's kind of gone underreported, we talked with Kristen Bench yesterday. Kristen is a retail analyst by trade, and she watches the economy with a different eye than many people. And it's good for consumers when she can see what consumers are doing, and it takes you down the road of you know, this is what people are doing, and I think this is what it means. And she'd made a living at that for a very long time on Wall Street. And she still has clients that she advises. And she talked about the unemployment rate. And she said, if you look at those jobs, so many jobs out there are people working second and third jobs. The share of gig workers in the U.S. has reached its highest level on record in the month of March, according to new analysis. This report found that the share of customers at Bank of America, the nation's second largest bank, received income from gig platforms through direct deposits or debit cards, increased by more than 3.8% in the month of March above the previous peak that was reached in the early part of 2022. More and more people are driving for Uber Eats, they're driving for rideshare, they're doing all of these different things. You know, they're getting DoorDash, and so they're working in these gig jobs. And there are a lot more than just those. Those are the ones that come to mind for so many people. So this is a part of what's concerning to some. The stock market bouncing back like we knew it would, it always does. And then let's go down the list of some of the headlines. Small businesses are racking up credit card debt, raising some concerns. Small businesses are increasingly turning to credit cards as a key source of funding as they continue to grapple with still high inflation and rising borrowing costs. As money stays more expensive, this is when we look at interest rates. I've said this on a lot of occasions, at least in my world, and I would imagine in others. In the contracting world, you rely on a line of credit. Many small businesses do, until they become financially stable enough to have enough cash on hand to float until clients pay. If you own a business and you're billing out probably a lot more money than you have in the bank, if you do this, so here we are at the beginning of May. At the end of April, I would have, as a subcontractor, I would have had to submit my my remittance for the month, by the 20th or the 25th of the month, I would have to into the general contractor. This is what I'm billing you for this month. The job is this much complete. This is how much material we have on hand and that we've used. So here's your monthly bill for the month of April. All my labor, all my material for the month of April. That contractor then will take all the subcontractors' bills. They will compile them. They will add their bills onto it. They will get it to the owner of the business before the 1st of May. That owner then, generally speaking, has about 15 days to pay. Sometimes it goes as long as 30 days. And then within a time frame, I think it's 10 days after that, I have to get paid by the contractor. If everything goes as planned, you get paid in 30 days, which means I did the work in April. I'll get paid by June 1st. There's a lot of companies that don't have the cash on hand to continue to pay everybody again in the month of April and then in the month of May and then collect April's money in June. And that's if it goes well. There's a lot of them that are net 30, but it comes out to be 60, 90 days, sometimes even more than that to 120 days. So they rely on lines of credit. When borrowing is more expensive, when it's harder to get credit, this is what hammers small businesses. And so what's interesting about this is the IRS says they are going to ramp up audits, but they're only going to do it on the ultra rich. And this is the part of the game that is bothersome to me, because they're saying the increased audits said the IRS strategic plan over the next three tax years includes a sharp increase in audits, although the agency reiterated it won't boost its enforcement for people who earn less than $400,000 annually, which covers the bulk of taxpayers. But the job creators and the small businesses, they all fall into that category. So the IRS plans to triple the audit rates on large corporations with assets of more than $250 million, large partnerships with assets of more than $10 million, wealthy individuals with a positive income of more than $10 million. All of them are going to see huge audit increases. So the reason why it's bothersome, at least to me, is the American people should be screaming at the government to get smaller in size, not bigger. More regulation, more taxation, more enforcement, more compliance, more expensive. So you're going to go after the people that create the jobs, and somehow that's going to make it better for the people that are working. It seems to me to be such a foolish way to look at it. And unless you are someone that buys into the class warfare. So what if they did it the other way? All of you gig workers out there, one of the things that they had in their plan, and the plan was this: we are going to go after people that are using cash apps, pay apps, Venmo, PayPal, things like that. If you have transactions, it used to be a much higher threshold. They wanted to lower it to a very low amount that they were going to have to report you and your income. And if they do that, well, then the people are going to get angry. So they say, as long as we're doing it to the filthy rich, we're okay. It seems, it just seems different to me. Coming up in a moment, Gatos joins me. We're going to do our big Q poll question of the day. So stick around for that.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Well, good morning, Gatos.
Huh. It's been a long week. We've had the abortion issue this week in Arizona.
Yes,
we've had college kids running around LARPing.
What is LARPing?
That's, you don't know what LARPing is?
No.
You know, like
live action role play.
Oh,
there it is.
Live action role play.
Yeah, this is where like you show up and you dress up in a certain way. And you act a certain way. It's like if you're like a Harry Potter fan, right? You dress up like the people in Harry Potter.
Okay.
So I think we've seen a lot of LARPing going on. I don't know really how much they care about Palestinians, but I think they like to dress up and act and pretend. And okay. Oh, my favorite thing. Did you see yesterday some of the protesters? They took a garbage can.
Yeah, made a shield.
They made a shield out of it.
Yeah.
So one of these guys running towards a police officer at full speed with a garbage pail shield. He went down like a sack of bricks, man. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. The cop is like standing over him like, are you serious?
Yeah.
It's been a crazy week. Here's my cue. It's on Trump. I haven't done a cue on Trump in a long time.
All right, let's hear it.
Trump was asked if he would accept the results of the upcoming 2024 presidential election. He said, quote, only if everything is honest. So I'm going to ask, if Trump loses, he will A, accept the results and congratulate Biden, B, say it was rigged and sue everyone. I've always said I'm more worried about Trump losing the election than him winning the election. I don't know what he's going to do if he loses the election, but I don't think he's going to just go gracefully. I think he'll probably do what he did the last time. Do you agree or no?
I don't know. I when they say things like that, it makes me go back to 2020, and I don't want to go back to 2020.
No, I don't want to go back to 2020.
But after everything that's happened, I don't know what good it will do. I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope, yeah. Like you say, I hope if that happens, they just kind of gracefully say, congratulations, I'm out. You know, they go to the rallies after and complain, but to do official things and try to get things done, and I just don't know. I just don't get it.
Waste your time in court and never win a single court case. Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, listen, LARP. I've got my costume this weekend. We'll see how it goes. Maybe you can come with me. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, I will. LARPing. I like that. That's very, I learned a new word. I'm going to start using it now.
I'm here for you, man.
Thanks, Gatos.
See ya.
All right. The Big Q poll question today is brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. We are going to talk about immigration coming up. Big numbers of what's happening at the border next.